field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the grounds of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So happy to be with you on this Thursday. Lots of stuff on this show. Our good friend Michael Ragai, you know that guy, on this station. Comes on, later at night on KNR. But today, he's going to be with us. We're going to talk some Browns football together and talk some offseason. Just go a little back and forth here on what happened last night. We had Mike Holmgren, the team president, on the show. Discuss a little bit about the very interesting comments that he made that were, I guess, picked up and talked about around the country today. But fun stuff with Michael Ragai, and we'll go through some of those topics. And great stuff this morning. Had a chance to really enjoy this. First ever Cleveland Browns panel discussion under the title of Personal Reflections, The Positive Effects of Football on Racial Equality, done in recognition of Black History Month. So former players, Reggie Rucker, Dick Schaffrath, John Wooten, Sam Tidmore, Walter Beach, they were on hand at this event. And Steve Perry, he led the panel. He is the president and executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Steve Perry and Reggie Rucker, John Wooten, got some time with each of them after the talk, and it was to some high school, multiple Cleveland high schools, and then through teleconferencing, they also had some schools, students from schools throughout the country in different parts, New York, other parts of Ohio, but New York and other places throughout the country. And Steve Perry sits down and talks about that, as does Reggie Rucker, as does John Wooten. It was powerful stuff to hear these men address these young people, and they were giving it their full attention, these young high school guys and girls in the audience. I really, really enjoyed it. It was held in Brownstown at Cleveland Browns Stadium this morning, so we were there and covered it and got the sound for you, so you'll also hear that on tonight's show. You ask us questions, you do that via the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages, and we answer the questions. And by the way, you can also call in via voicemail, 1-855-36-DAILY, 1-855-363-2459, 440 locally, 440-824-6134, and we'll take the best questions from those voicemails and play them on the air, and you'll be able to hear yourself ask the question, and then we'll answer them on the air. But this one from Chris via Facebook, he points out we need an offensive line before we get another quarterback and good receivers and a blocking fullback. He was kind of talking about the areas of need. I'll go along with that, Chris, that those needs are there, and the purist in you, I can see it. You're an old-school football purist. Start inside out, and I'm with you on that. That's my thinking as well. But, you know, you say before another quarterback and good receivers and a blocking fullback. The blocking fullback, Owen Marisic, I think is going to be fine in that role for this team. I really do. I think he's going to emerge. I think he was emerging at the end of last year. I don't think that's going to be as high a priority as getting, of course, running back help on this team, regardless of what happens with Peyton Hillis' contract. So I think they'll address that. The O-line, specifically O-tackle need is there for sure. And then I think, and the quarterback will be addressed. How it's addressed remains to be seen, but it will be addressed. All right, we have got much more in how addressed. The draft, free agency, the avenues. And we're going to get into that with Michael Ragai. And that's what's coming up in a couple of minutes for you. A conversation between yours truly and Ragai as we break down the Browns' offseason so far, the moves that have been made, and Mike Holmgren's comments on last night's show on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans. Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razor by Motorola 16 gigabytes. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razor 16 gigabyte for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Waters of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jay Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport, lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, part one of a discussion with the one and only Michael Riggi, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, very happy to have back with us Michael Riggi. You know that voice on this station, but he's also a guy that we like to regularly have here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Welcome to the show, man.
Good to see you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How was Indianapolis? Fun?
The Super Bowl was fun, and I keep telling people who ask about it, obviously it couldn't have turned out better as a game for excitement, but as a Super Bowl, and you know how we are in the media, we're all about convenience and about what's good for us, and that week couldn't have been better from a media standpoint, and really from a fan standpoint too, because it was such a self-contained Super Bowl. Yeah. Everything was close.
And he's nice like that.
And I think it made a statement for cold weather cities. I'm not necessarily saying anything about, you know, could there be something here? But you know what? It's when a cold weather Super Bowl goes as well as that one does,
right,
it's good for, it bodes well for all similar Western cities.
No doubt. We'll find out more when the tri-state area in New York hosts in a couple of years. But show sounded terrific. You sounded like you were having fun. That's why I wanted to mention it.
It was a ball. Radio Row was insane. When people bumped into you there, it wasn't just, many of them were other media, reporters, photographers, whatever, trying to get to somebody else. But often, somebody bumping into you is, oh, look up, there's a coach, there's Dick Vermeil,
uh-huh.
or there's an actor, there's an actress, there's a singer. There's a, you know, it was wild. There's Madonna.
There's a nice.
Madonna came in.
You had quarterbacks there, Andrew
yeah.
Luck and Robert
RG
Griffin III,
yeah.
right?
It was
nice.
It was something. Where I want to start, first of all, with you, Michael, is we had Mike Holmgren on the show last night,
mm-hmm.
and he said a lot. He covered a lot of ground. I think the first place he went was with regard to the hiring of Brad Childress as offensive coordinator, the credentials that he brings to the job. And I thought it was interesting how he talked about the process of, you know, talking with Brad as a former head coach. Coming into a position where he's a coordinator now, working with a former co-staffer in Philadelphia,
yeah.
in Pat Shurmur, but he certainly touted Childress's credentials in a big way.
Yeah, he did, and I like the fact that it's going to duplicate, Vic, what we've experienced on the other side of the ball. I think all of us, any of us, even the naysayers out there would say that Dick Geron's Browns defense in switching to the 4-3 took a significant leap forward this year in
yeah.
terms of becoming better, becoming more relevant, and becoming a defense everybody wants to be proud of around here. All right, so you're doing the same thing. Dick
right.
Geron, of course, who was on Mike Holmgren's staff in Green Bay, Mike expressed to you his tremendous regard for Andy Reid, as we all know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the fact that Pat Shurmur and Brad Childress were together, listen, no matter what anybody thinks about, that's subjective, about Brad's personality.
Yeah, yeah.
I always felt that this guy is a terrific offensive mind that knows how to put together a game plan, knows how to scheme for the opposition, and gets results. And whether he's been in that role, quarterback, coach, coordinator, or as the head coach with the Minnesota Vikings. And I like the fact, too, that he made a move in his 5 years there from a quarterback in a situation, and then you get Brett Favre thrust on you, and I think the results all the way around were very strong. We're very good, and that makes me excited about what he can do with Pat with this Browns offense.
Yeah, and he called those, Mike Holmgren did, the unusual circumstances that he dealt
yeah.
with Childress in Minnesota,
yeah.
and those were difficult and probably undermine what he was trying to achieve somewhat as a head coach, and,
yeah.
and that's fine. That's on the resume, but here it's an entirely different role. When you're coming in as an offensive coordinator, it's a vision thing. You're supposed to see the big picture of the offense, something he's done before. And I think the other key is, as a former head coach, I think the expectation clearly is that you're bringing that level of experience and insight of the job to the less experienced, the guy who's just finished his first year as a head coach in Shurmur, and you can share some things with him that are going to be helpful.
Pat Shurmur recognizes that. I felt right all season long and right from the end of the year that Pat, yes, he's getting an opportunity as a head coach. But, Vic, I never felt poorly about that. Pat wants to continue to be a sponge. He wants to absorb. He wants to be able to go back, maybe take that with a guy that he was very familiar with in that role as offensive coordinator. You know, I get asked all the time, Vic, maybe you do too, about, well, yeah, right guy, who's going to call plays? Listen, that's going to work itself out. They'll take care of that. The point is that you know that Brad Childress is going to have a strong effect on the development of the young players in this offense and
right.
going forward, bringing his expertise, and also in, I'm sure, whether he calls plays or not. You think that Pat Shurmur's not going to lean on him from Sunday night through the following Sunday afternoon in terms of putting together game plans and breaking down your opposition and how you want to attack? That's going to be invaluable.
Michael Ragai joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we kick around some off-season conversation here. The other interesting part of the discussion with Mike Holmgren, there were a lot of interesting parts, but with regard to the coaching staff, was talking about Tim Houck,
yep.
who is the new secondary coach,
mm-hmm.
replacing Jerome Henderson, who went off to Dallas. I loved that he talked about Houck, the former player that he, of course, knew and had on his team in Green Bay, and understood him to be, as he called him, the overachiever, the consummate overachiever. And I think that was very telling, too, because those guys to me always make good coaches, mm-hmm. right? Those guys for players, they can relate better. I always think that the highly, and I'm not trying to question his talent as a player, but the super, super talented, superstar, Hall of Fame walk-in guy is the guy who doesn't necessarily have to be as studious about the game because
right.
he's got the ability. You know, those other guys make better coaches.
You're right, and I think it's proven, and I've seen it not only in football, but quite frankly, in basketball and baseball, too. Vic, I think the guys that you were talking about, that it, the game comes so easy to, and the guys that reach such an incredible level, they can't understand why everybody else can't do it like them.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
No. Ted Williams was the class. You remember Ted Williams
sure.
trying to manage?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean you can only be a 250 hitter?
Yeah.
I'm telling you how to do it.
Right. But the, him telling it and having the God's gift to do it
right.
is, yeah, they're two different things.
Exactly.
And he played, you know, for multiple teams. Patriots, we mentioned Packers, Broncos, Seahawks, Colts, Eagles, 49ers. Those stops along the way and exposure to different
yeah.
coaches, different people, different
sure.
styles, different teammates, I think, you know, as much as we might not look at that hire as being, as it won't be looked at as big a deal as a coordinator hire, but I think it's critical to have that mesh, that chemistry in the staff, and for players like Joe Hayden, for young guys, T.J. Ward and others, to look to this guy, and they're going to get, although I know they had immense respect for Jerome Henderson, and Jerome did a terrific job.
Yeah,
I think they're going to, this will be a different perspective.
You're right, and again, going back to the lineage, and it's okay with me. I love that. Tim Houck played for Dick Geron when Geron was Mike Holmgren's the secondary coach
right.
in Green Bay.
Right.
So I always like the fact that anytime, and that's why it's enjoyable to me, is that this thing here with the Browns is coming together in that I think everybody understands what the attainable goal is and how hard they need to work to go do it. And right, philosophically, when you've got all of that aligned, I sure think it starts you on that way forward, as opposed to trying to piecemeal and have guys who come in and say, well, this is what, you know, and again, it's okay to disagree.
Of course.
As all coaches, yeah, we've all been a coach. Of course, they're going to disagree and throw things at each other. But the bottom line is that you've got it aligned here so that the sum of all the parts should take everything moving forward. And I like that. So I like a guy like Houck coming in with and reuniting with Dick Geron
oh,
as
yeah.
the D coordinator, who we already established did a very fine job in switching this thing to a 4-3.
Another big takeaway, Michael, was Mike Holmgren talking about Colt McCoy, saying that he, although they haven't had any regular contact since the end of the year, but that he passed all the testing and is healthy, is going to be fine and recovered from that concussion, because a lot of people asked about that. But I think it's good news. It doesn't necessarily tell us about where what the future is with McCoy, and his status still remains something a lot of us are going to have to wait and see about, whether he's the starting quarterback in 2012, although I think that there's a good chance he could very well be. But at least it gives us an update on where he is physically.
Absolutely, and listen, it's something I haven't worried about. If that is to be Colt's destiny, as you said, even if he's got to come in here and competition for a job,
yeah.
And I don't have any qualms about him certainly rolling up his sleeves, accepting that, and because I think the young man wants
yeah.
to show not just Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert and Randy Lerner, but everybody in this city that you can count on me, trust me, believe in me, and going forward, because I'm going to, from a work standpoint, do everything possible to show you what being a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns means.
There's a vision in my mind. Overall, I see the big picture of McCoy, and the big picture wasn't good enough. I mean, to look at 2011
mm-hmm.
body of work before his concussion and say, did enough happen there to sell me on the idea that he has to be the starter? No. But I do have that picture of his first half, especially, or I mean his first half, his, you know, that early portion of that Pittsburgh game at Pittsburgh, and seeing aggressive and attacking, and if you take that snapshot of success that he was having against the Steelers there on the road, it was impressive enough to say, that's what you want to see from him all the time. But if you don't see it from him all the time, then that's not good enough.
No, not in the NFL. And Vic, I think if Colt were sitting right here with us right now, he would say that he was disappointed in some areas that he didn't take steps forward in and achieve. That's how I've categorized. And again, as you know, as I've stated here more than one time,
yeah.
I'm an admirer. I'm a believer. I feel this kid certainly has what it takes. How would I categorize 2011 for Colt McCoy? It was disappointing to me because I don't think he made the strides that we were, and Colt included,
right,
were expected. He was expecting of himself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think that, he's driven to succeed. Now, as you said, may not be given that opportunity. That's the great unknown as we sit here approaching mid-February. But the next couple of months, I think, are probably going to give us clear vision on that, one way or the other.
You want to stick around for another segment?
I'd love to. Love
just,
to.
Just getting started with Michael Ragai. Of course, you know his voice here on KNR, and we are going to do a little more discussion about the offseason, the Browns offseason, on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports is in the game.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
At Discount Drug Mart, it's our goal to keep customers healthy and happy, and that means convenience when filling prescriptions. Discount Drug Mart welcomes all Express Scripts customers. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotic medications, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacy that saves you time and money, visit Discount Drug Mart today.
Shopping Discount Drug Mart is quick and convenient, open every day, including holidays.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
Resolve to make your year unbelievable with Applebee's under 550 calories menu. Indulge in our new roasted garlic sirloin grilled to perfection. Or try our new sizzling chili lime chicken or sizzling Asian shrimp and broccoli. They're packed full of flavor and give you the great taste you want with none of the trade-offs. Come taste for yourself. The unbelievable under 550 calories menu starting at just $9.99 and only at Applebee's.
If you're looking for a great night out, look no further than your neighborhood Applebee's. Now featuring half-price late-night appetizers and ice-cold drink specials. So gather up the gang and come on in. This is how the neighborhood does a night out. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood late night.
Looking for a late-night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Meet your friends at Applebee's after 9 p.m. for half-price appetizers, 5.50 burgers at the bar, and lots of fun. See you at Applebee's late night.
Get behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Palm Heights, Vermilion.
It isn't a week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, if we don't have the Gap Band at some point. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, providing that. And we're back on this show that is driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. You can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. This segment, part two of our discussion with Michael Ragai, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Back with Michael Ragai for the second half of our discussion about the Browns offseason. Michael, one of the other takeaways, a big takeaway from Mike Holmgren's appearance on this show, was discussing the fact that he said we, quote, have to take a pretty big step next year. Now, that's not a bulletin. After a 4-12 season, even I might know that. Okay, but you hear it from the team president, and you say, okay, and the standard, and I thought it was consistent with his season-ending news conference, where he also made the points there about not, you know, if there was another 4-12 in the 2012 season, he wouldn't be happy about that. No one else will be either. But I think it just reinforces the urgency with which I think this entire organization is taking into 2012.
Yeah, there. If you're looking at it calendar year wise, here as we sit, Mike Holmgren came in the door in late December of 2009. Tom Heckert came in the door in early February of 2010. So they're beginning their third season in terms of, although we didn't have free agency as we normally know it last offseason, Vic, and it just was everything convoluted. But that being said, third draft they're going to have together here in fortifying this roster. So I like the fact that they certainly are. Okay, Mike can say and Tom can say about you want to continue to have strong drafts. I believe, we've said this right here on your show, they're going to get into free agency. I believe they're going to get into free agency coming up here very soon. That begins in mid-March, and they've really got some definitive ideas about they're going to augment some spots in this football team in the 6 weeks before the draft. So we'll see how fruitful that becomes. But Vic, I'm very, very glad, and Browns fans should be pleased that this, look, again, it's about winning football games. They know that. You know, you can't sit here and consistently always say about, well, yeah, we're building, and have 4-12s and 5-11s continue to follow. Mike and Tom know that.
Right.
They want to take a strong step forward in winning football games. They expect it. They know. You expect it. I expect it. Randy Lerner expects it. Everybody does. And I think whoever are, wide of being the 53 men in those rooms that put on orange helmets every Sunday, they're going to know, too, that we got to win and win fairly significantly in 2012.
No, and you're right. And I believe when you see what the actual free agency crop is, we don't know. There's projections galore
who
could be there, but franchise tagging is going to go on. And signing extensions is going to happen. And teams don't show everybody. I hear people get complain and say, well, why won't the Browns tell us exactly who they're going after in both the draft and free agency? Because no one who's smart shows their cards. You don't show your cards.
Why would you?
Why do you? Why does it make sense? Competitively, it's stupid.
Yeah,
and last I checked, these guys are not stupid. The point is, you can kick around names galore. You can look at lists and see on any number of football websites who's, quote, expected to be out there or who could be out there. But even in writing writing those reports. Like I'll see the name of a Ray Rice, a running back, Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, they're not going to tag him, really, because that's the kind of thing that gets discussed. But it's great. It's football. It's hot stove type of thing to talk about.
It's fun for the fans,
and it's fun for fans.
It's just
and
not
fun,
reality. It's a lot just, of, yeah.
That's the thing. So I can't have the definitive telling you or telling them. Here's what they're going to do, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
The free agency tool will be utilized by this team.
Yes.
But in a very specific way.
Absolutely in a specific way. But
Who fits?
To me, I would say, again, without any names, you want to toss around a blueprint to me? Again, Tom Heckert's already told us, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. He said last year when there was clamoring for Vic, we remember, let's go sign Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Let's go get Chad Ochocinco. Let's go get... Tom Heckert said, I am not signing free agents that are 33, 34, 35 years old
right.
in this football team. I'm not quick fixing it. We're going to put it together through the draft with selectivity and free agency. So, Browns fans, if you are one of, when you look at, like Vic said, have fun with those lists, think the younger veteran free agents.
Yeah.
Whomever they may be, those guys that have been maybe coming off that, you know, rookie deal like a Ray Rice and like a Matt Forte. I'm not saying that, but think those guys that have been in the league for 4 years, maybe into their sixth, seventh year. Those are the guys that Tom Heckert and the Browns are going to take a peek at.
And buyer beware when a guy is available. Buyer beware when a team doesn't tag or doesn't sign the guy. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that he wouldn't help you, but I'm wary when a team doesn't think a guy is good enough to keep.
Right.
He's somebody else's, I don't want to say problem, but he's certainly somebody else's refuse, possibly.
That's right.
And then you've got to decide, is he helping us?
Well, look at the decisions here. Let's stay with this football team. I mean, DeQuell Jackson.
Yeah.
Phil Dawson. Peyton Hillis, I mean, just probably those are three right there.
Sure.
Decisions have to be made there, and the Browns will make those decisions. And, of course, as they formulate that too is going to tie in to how selective they may be in what areas out with other football players that become free agents.
Free agency starts at home.
It does.
When you make those hard decisions, and on that list right now, I mean, I look at the names of Jackson and Dawson, and I'm saying, okay, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around them not being Browns. I'm not so sure about Hillis.
We wouldn't want to do that, I don't think.
I'm not so sure about Hillis only because the road started with a deal that didn't get done.
That's right.
And if that's an indicator of where things are now, could things have changed dramatically? Because that thing got sideways. That went totally sideways.
Sideways.
Is it possible to straighten out? I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm less confident about that than I am.
No,
about
I understand
others.
About the other two, about DeQuell Jackson and Phil Dawson.
Prioritize.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I wouldn't prefer, you know, sitting here in early February to go forward and say no DeQuell Jackson and no Phil Dawson on this football team. Now, and Tom Heckert and Mike Holmgren have expressed multiple times that those guys, we want to keep them Cleveland Browns. We'll do everything we can to keep them Cleveland Browns. As you said, the Peyton Hillis situation, there's been in the last couple weeks, there's been some murmurings about that maybe
like that,
this
murmuring.
Thing is coming full circle and the desire is there. We'll find out. The desire's got to be there both ways.
Both ways.
The bottom line, as you said, I tell everybody, the man was offered a contract in September, and he and his representation opted to not accept that. And so is that going to play a factor? You know, we'll see. We'll see. But, Jackson and Dawson are two that, as we sit here today, I believe that Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert want to keep Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, figure out a way to do that.
Yep.
And again, you got that tag to utilize.
You do.
With somebody.
So Dawson was tagged last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael, great stuff.
We
enjoyed this, and we'll get together again and do this again.
I'd love to. Anytime, you know that. And so wait, now, Combine?
Yeah, the next
thing, we're
going to be going to the Combine. That's coming up February 22nd, and we'll broadcast the show from there. So we'll
beautiful.
Get our first sense. You know, down in Mobile gave us a good opportunity to see the seniors
right.
at the Senior Bowl and get a feel for them. Now the Combine, we see those guys, plus now the underclassmen.
Yeah.
Probably not working out, but at least a chance to interact and see what the Andrew Lux and the Robert Griffins have to say and younger
great.
Players, underclassmen at other positions that we didn't see in
yeah.
Mobile. So
and they did
fun.
Trot the two quarterbacks
yeah.
that everybody's got on the top of their wish list
yeah.
into Indianapolis, didn't they? In the Super Bowl.
Oh, they yeah. sure did. Yeah, they trotted them out. Their handlers were all over the place, so that
wow.
was kind of fascinating.
That's great stuff.
Giving them a running start into what to expect in the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL.
He is Michael Ragai. You know him here, of course, from WKNR, and you also know him from the Browns postgame live television show on STO. That is in airs during the season after games, and yours truly part of that as well. Lots of fun. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports is in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a move.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
It's so cold out. I can't wait for vacation this summer.
Tell me about it. That's why I've decided to get LASIK at LASIK Plus before we hit the beach. I'm really looking forward to getting buried in the sand and swimming with the kids because I could get rid of glasses and contacts.
I know. You might get 20/20 vision like many LASIK Plus patients. And Dr. Thomas has done over 19,000 procedures.
And it's totally affordable, takes just minutes, and it could completely change my life.
Just think how amazing snorkeling will be now that 20/20 vision is a possibility.
And now get $500 off your procedure. To schedule your free LASIK exam, call 855-300-2020 or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Use your tax refund or your flex spending account to make LASIK fit your budget. Call 855-300-2020 and save $500. Hurry, offer expires March 31st. Some restrictions apply. 20/20 vision not guaranteed. Like any medical procedure, there are risks and complications. Visit AskLASIKPlus.com for information.
I'm Joel Mountain, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever is at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together, the most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, as the head coach told you, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And great morning today. This was really, among a lot of things we've done, this was as fun as it might get, because got to go over to the stadium. I mean, to do in February. I'm outside of a game experience or whatever, but over at the stadium, something different, something new, first time for the Browns. In Brownstown at the stadium, there was a panel discussion, and it was titled "The Personal Reflections: The Positive Effects of Football on Racial Equality." The Pro Football Hall of Fame did this, and it's in honor of Black History Month and recognition of it. So we had a chance. Steve Perry, he's the president, executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, has been in that role since 2006. He led this panel discussion with some former Browns players. Had a chance to talk with him, and I asked Steve how long the Pro Football Hall of Fame has been conducting such panel discussions.
Well, probably for 15 years that we've had a youth education program. But in more recent years, we've sort of intensified it and added new technology to it, particularly the teleconferencing technology. Jerry Schottky from our youth education department can put on programs, which we now refer to as the Heart of a Hall of Famer program, where Hall of Famers in particular, sometimes other NFL players, talk about what it takes to achieve Hall of Fame level of success in any field of endeavor. And what it takes is a heart of a Hall of Famer, characters or characteristics such as courage, good citizenship, good education, those kinds of pillars. And we talk to young people, or the Hall of Famers do, try to encourage them to live up to their potential in achieving success in life.
It seemed that the first time for this program with the Browns went extremely well. It seemed like the young people in that audience were engaged. The panelists did a great job.
Yes, the panelists were superb. And it would probably be easy for them to be superb because they've lived those experiences and they've triumphed over big difficulties in their lives, some having to do with racial inequalities, but some having to do with just the challenges that every young person has to face. And I think they did a tremendous job in inspiring these kids to prepare themselves and to strive to achieve the highest levels of success in their chosen fields of endeavor.
Through the years with this program, what's been your sense of its success? And and with regard to any hearing back from some of the young people or from some of the teachers from the schools, what's been the feedback?
The feedback has been very, very positive, as you point out, both from the educators and from the students. And certainly part of that success is due to the fact that football is such an enormously popular sport. And students tend to look at football players with a high level of regard. And sometimes your parent or your teacher can say something, but it doesn't have the same impact that it has if John Wooden says it. So by having a panel of not only football players, but football players who achieved at the highest levels, talk to these students was, I'm sure, very inspiring for them. And I'm sure we've already gotten some positive feedback, and I'm sure we'll get a lot more positive feedback about today's program.
And I think the panel mixture was very nice because you had players from different eras, and it seemed quickly that the kids understood in asking some of their questions based on when these guys played in their particular time period and how things changed through, again, race relations and such, and how players were treated by their own teams or by individuals that they came across, and that those were powerful stories too.
Yeah, and I would imagine that some of these young people would find it difficult to even relate to some of the challenges that the players had to face, like not being able to room together when they traveled as a team, not being able to play certain positions on the team because of their race and because of stereotypes. And today's young people don't have to encounter that kind of thing. They have other challenges to encounter: gangs, drugs, teen pregnancy, a number of other things that weren't as prevalent in our day. But you're right, they were still nevertheless very engaged and seemed to be able to be inspired by people who lived in a different generation and faced different problems and challenges, but they hopefully can convert that to their own present day situation.
Yeah, great crowd of high school kids, boys and girls, from throughout Cleveland, and again via teleconferencing in various parts of the country were in this audience. So I asked Reggie Rucker how rewarding it was to participate in this panel discussion.
Well, a couple of things. It was It was historic, first of all. It was a great honor for me to be a part of this panel and to hear these men I've looked up to and I've worked with and I've watched play football. They're all great football players, but the most important thing is that these are very fine men. So, you know, that's first. And then for me, it was just cathartic. I mean, there's things that you want to recount about your life and about the 60s and all of the things that happened in the 60s, and you don't always know whether an audience of 15, 16, 17 year olds is going to be able to relate to that, but I think, you know, the context in which you deliver that information is very important when you're dealing with these kids. Now, I'm fortunate because I get a chance to work with kids like this, not only in this city, but all over the country. So, you know, I kind of have an idea of what's on their minds, what's bothering them, what they're confronted with. And so, even though the issues are extraordinarily different in terms of these times, I think the life management skills that are required to deal with these are appropriate for whether it be the 60s or the year 2012.
And it's interesting that as I watch this audience of young people, of again teenagers, high school kids, and you never know what the attention level is going to be in something like this. It seemed as if they were engaged. They asked great questions, and they really wanted to know, what it was like. I mean, because there were challenges in race relations that you dealt with because of your era of growing up and going through and playing high school ball, college ball, pro football, that these young people haven't experienced and don't know about, but they wanted that history lesson.
Yes, I think one of the common denominators when you start talking about black history is you know that they are going to have studied and know the history and of Martin Luther King. And so Martin Luther King still represents a touchstone for all Americans, because first of all, it's the history of America. It was a very, very turbulent time, and really kind of a turning point, I believe, in America after April 4th, 1968. So that's why I threw out that, you know, how many of you know about April 4th, 1968? And then they knew that date because I think kind of America stood still that night. You know, those of us who were alive at that point in time know where we were. I was on that street in Boston, in Roxbury, Massachusetts, a college kid come out of the dorms, and we had a black student group, and we knew that we better get out on those streets and kind of do what we could to keep Roxbury and Dorchester from burning down, or from innocent people being shot by police. Because to tell you the truth, it had to be very difficult for white policemen to be out on those streets with stuff burning and all of these mass crowds, and you know, and the police pulled this gun and put it in my face, and
what did you do at that moment?
I just froze. I stopped. Because I was actually coming around a corner, and I may have surprised him, and I stopped. But little did I know that the Boston Globe, and they got wind of it that night, and then there was a very big story in the newspapers, I think a couple of days later, and they're talking about this BU football star who had gone out on the streets. But see, that wasn't anything that was unusual for me, because I'd come from Southeast Washington, the projects in Anacostia, so, you know, I was comfortable in that environment. All I was trying to do is keep black folks from being killed.
And you told a powerful story before you got up there on the panel that I just really resonated with me, because from your time at BU and a person you befriended, and I want you to take it from here, but was a quarterback on that team, and how he treated you through some very tough times.
Oh yeah, Joe Sereno was my first opportunity coming to Boston. You know, I had everything in a bag, and I was roomed with this white kid from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and first of all, he was the coolest guy, one of the coolest guys I've ever met in my life. And, you know, I remember one day I was doing a game for NBC in Boston. I was doing the Patriots and somebody, and there was a knock on the broadcast door. And I turned around, and it was Joe Cirino. And I said, let him in, and because we'll be friends and brothers to the day I die, because I was all alone in Boston. I was away from my element, and this guy accepted me. If there had been race issues in America, you would have never known it between the two of us, because he was just, he was God sent to me, and he took care of me. And even when I was on the streets of Boston was terribly divisive at that time. I mean, as you know, I mean, it was tough up there. And, you know, if they would go someplace, if we wanted to go someplace, maybe it was in Southie, he would say, no, we better not go there. And he wouldn't say why, but I knew, because I was with all the other, I'd be the only black guy in the group. And you know, they'd say no, and I knew why. He didn't want, Joe was always looking out for me, and that's not a good place for Reggie to go. So he would always watch, he would look out for me with, you know, because, you know, you didn't get, your scholarship didn't allow you to eat on Sundays and all that kind of stuff in those days. He'd make sure I had food and gave me money and so forth. So, and, you know, to come from where I came from and then to be paired up with this guy was just so enlightening for me. It really opened my eyes to people are good people. Basically, people are very good.
And John Wooten, former Browns offensive guard, a member of that 1964 championship game team, was part of that win in the championship game, was part of this panel discussion as well. And I asked him the same type of thing in terms of his just how much he gained from this and seeing those young people connecting with them today.
I thought it was, on my part, it was outstanding from the point of the Browns, the NFL, the Hall of Fame, to do this kind of a thing, because it gives you a chance to speak directly to young people and to let them see how all of this comes together for them. You know what I mean? And I think it stabilized them to the point that they give them an inner strength, you know what I mean, to say, hey, I can get this done. As Steve pointed out, nothing is going to block my dream. You know, I'm going there, as I made mention, there are people out here that you don't even know will help you. When they see you working and moving forward and so forth, and you know, we've seen the league change. And the commissioner says it very openly. The NFL is a better place because of diversity, and we're talking men and women, you know, the diversity and inclusion, that the NFL is a better place. All of this is working for the good of just what all we're about, you know, and everything in terms of, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Well, you're a big part of it, and also in the respect of being chairman of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which is an affinity group that works in conjunction with the league as it relates to the hiring of coaching, scouting, front office positions, and it's been a very impactful program.
And it has just been, I was telling my wife last night, there's nothing more gratifying than to, you know, and I was talking to the commission the other day, and I said, you remember 5 years ago I called you because the Giants were going to hire a general manager, right? And Ernie Accorsi, who you know very well, had called me, and he said, John, he said, you know, I have backed you off of interviews with Jerry Reese at Seattle and all those places, because I told you I was training them here to take over. And now they're trying to circumvent him and go with, and I'll call the names, Charlie Casserly, Scott Pioli. He said, John, that's not right. I got on the line, I called the commissioner. This is Dr. King's birthday, February 15th, 5 years ago. And the commissioner called me back and said, they will announce Jerry Reese this afternoon. You know,
how special.
That's gratifying. That is, Vic, that is just so gratifying, you know.
And two Super Bowls later, not a bad hire.
Two Super Bowls later. We know he doesn't do all the work himself, but, you know, the Victor Cruises and all these different guys that he bought in there, you know, the Blackburns that are playing such great football for him, you know, Jason, Pierre Paul, you know, I mean, guys that, you know, people thought about it and condemned him about bringing those, you know, that this guy's a basketball player. Now look at this guy's, what, 16 sacks? And, you know, one of the greatest things, Vic, the other night, Super Bowl Sunday night, I get a text. And it's from Jerry Reese, and he says, "Thank you for believing in me." You know, I mean, that passes anything else. That here you put your faith in a guy, and he delivers, and he's happy for it, and he's thanking you for the, you know, I mean, that's what this whole thing is about, you know.
I wasn't lying. That was great stuff from a couple of the members of that panel. At the panel discussion today at Cleveland Brown Stadium, Dick Shafrath was also there, Sam Tidmore, Dr. Walter Beach now, but the other former Browns players as part of that group. All right, we're going to answer your questions next. Try to get to whatever we can get to on Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcasts. With all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later. Today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
See what you want. See what you will. See what you need to. EmbroidMe knows how to say it for you. EmbroidMe is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out with logo apparel and promotional products to identify your company, school, organization, or team. No matter how big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointsNEO.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. EmbroidMe can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of ESPN 850 WKNR, and that says it all. Check them out at StarPointsNEO.com today, and you can say it your way.
Shopping for a mattress and box spring can be a confusing and even frustrating experience. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We recently shopped several retailers to learn more about the mattress shopping experience from the customer's perspective. So what did we find? We found many of the same sales gimmicks that have existed in the industry for years. Unfortunately, we also found some new tricks to the trade. Coil count, defined as the number of coils in an inner spring unit, has been replaced by several brands and retailers with coil density. Many of today's mattresses use a 2-4 inch foam or fiber edge in place of steel inner springs. Coil density has been defined as the number of coils that there would be if the springs went all the way to the edge. At the Original Mattress Factory, our springs do extend all the way to the edge, and coil count equals coil density. We pride ourselves on offering real quality and genuine value. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but I think we should do Sunday breakfast like this more often. Bob, are you listening? What are you staring at?
That last strip of Indiana Kitchen bacon up there in the serving line. I want it.
You've had enough. Why don't you try something else? Like, oh, I don't know. Eggs, toast, biscuits.
I'm going for it, Jill, and I don't care who's in my way.
Stop it, Bob. This is our church, for heaven's sake.
Well, how are you folks today?
Good morning.
I see you're eyeing that last strip of Indiana Kitchen bacon up there.
You know it.
Well, it's mine. And if you try to beat me to it, I'll take my cane to your knees.
Well, you're the host, Father Thomas. I guess you can have it.
Yeah, there's bacon for people who share. And then there's Indiana Kitchen. Look in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper for coupons in the Red Plum insert. Or go to baconloversbacon.com. Then get to your local supermarket fast. Indiana Kitchen, the Bacon Lover's Bacon.
Indiana Kitchen.
Happy to be back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic. You post your questions via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. Drew posted via Facebook. What are the expectations, this is a good one, for Pat Shurmur as head coach in 2012? Because of all the changes, differences there will be from 2011, a full offseason with player personnel, the hiring of a proven offensive coordinator in Brad Childress, and the opportunities to upgrade through the draft with so many picks, it seems to me that the expectations may be higher for Shurmur than they would be for, say, the typical second-year head coach coming off an unsuccessful season. I think you're onto something, Drew. The expectations are always high. It's ramped up. The pressure cooker is what it is in the NFL. And I think other second-year coaches actually, even if they didn't have the same record, are going through the same thing. Jim Harbaugh, is it better for him because of where the 49ers were in the postseason? Not as much as you might think. In fact, the expectations for him ramp up because the expectation is he's going to take that team. He's got to take that team to a higher level. We're always expecting more. That's what we do in this crazy business called football. We want to thank Michael Ragai. We want to thank John Wooten and Reggie Rucker and Steve Perry. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our great producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.